see politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
In this bulletin, Darwin residents endure a difficult night as Cyclone Fina barrels through the top end. Israeli airstrikes in Gaza kill at least 20 people. And in sport, North Melbourne powers into the AFLW Grand Final after overturning a six-point deficit. This is your latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Caroline Riches. Top End residents have endured a rough night of damaging winds and heavy rain as tropical cyclone Fina swept through. Households in Darwin and surrounds, as well as the Tiwi Islands, were told by emergency authorities to stay in their homes or emergency shelters until given the all clear. Category 3 Fina is now tracking just west of Darwin and heading west across the Timor Sea. Conditions are expected to ease considerably from this morning when repair crews will work to restore power, clean-up crews will clear the road of debris and residents can tidy their yards. Part of the roof at the Royal Darwin Hospital collapsed on Saturday, but no one was hurt. Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip have killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 80, according to local health authorities. Shortly after, the Israeli Air Force carried two separate airstrikes on two houses in Deir al-Balah city and Nuseirat camp. The attacks pose a further test of a fragile ceasefire between the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel. A free trade agreement between Australia and the European Union is edging closer. The agreement has been a key focus of a trilateral meeting between Anthony Albanese and EU President Ursula von der Leyen, as well as European Council President Antonio Costa, ahead of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Negotiations have been ongoing for 7 years, with key sticking points around market access for Australian meat and sugar. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is now suggesting a final deadline.
The Europeans are finalising an agreement that they have in place with South American countries, and that is a priority between now and the end of the year. But what I'd like to see is it finalised in the first quarter of 2026.
School principals nationwide are being asked to get on board with Australia's world-first social media ban. A letter from Federal Ministers Jason Clare and Annika Wells have been sent to the leaders of all schools in Australia, urging them to promote and support the delivery of the ban for users younger than 16 when it starts on December 10. Schools have also been sent a copy of the government's expert review into bullying. Education Minister Jason Clare says while the ban won't completely shield young people, the letter emphasises that schools are vital in continuing the conversation on preventing online harm.
We know that bullying is different today to what it looked like when we were kids. When we were kids, bullying happened in the playground. Now it can follow you the whole way home, and people can bully you day and night, and everyone can see it. Social media is a big part of that. Some of the worst bullying happens on Snapchat and TikTok.
New data shows the number of machete-related incidents in Victoria has more than tripled in the last few years. Victoria Police says incidents involving young people have risen between 2021 and 2024, with 45% involving those aged between 10 and 17. Since September, machetes have become prohibited weapons in the state, with an amnesty for their disposal. Officers say more than 15,000 bladed weapons have been taken off the streets so far in 2025. And to sport now, and North Melbourne has powered into the AFLW Grand Final after clawing back a six-point deficit at the final break to edge Melbourne by 10 points in a tense preliminary final. The Demons looked in control early, with Paxi Paxman kicking the opener and Riley Wotherspoon adding another as North appeared sluggish after their week off. But the Kangaroos roared home, led by Blathyn Bogue's three-goal performance in a decisive final quarter surge. Jasmine Garner, who also hit the scoreboard, says Melbourne pushed them to the limit.
Melbourne threw it all at us, and it was just a great game of footy, and that's just finals footy. Like, you got to be up for the fight, and yeah, we dug deep in that last quarter, and yeah, it's a pretty special win.
The victory extends North Melbourne's remarkable winning streak to 26 as they await Brisbane or Carlton in the decider. And that was your latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Caroline Riches.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.